Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Along Came a Writers Network. Opinions expressed on our shows do not necessarily reflect those of our network.
Welcome to the debut show of Truest Voice. Truest Voice is a podcast dedicated to interviewing authors of every genre in the Christian inspirational market. I'm your host, Sharon Watson, and today it's my pleasure to introduce author, speaker, Shirley Brosius. Shirley has authored Sisterhood of Faith, 365 life-changing stories about women who made a difference. Along with Janine Boyer and Kim Messenger, she co-authored Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides, which I think is a great title. She has also written hundreds of newspaper and magazine articles on subjects ranging from spirituality to the beauty of her hometown, Millersburg, Pennsylvania. She especially loves speaking with friends of the heart, but I'll let her tell you a little bit about that later. Shirley, before we chat about your books and speaking ministry, will you share a little about yourself and your family?
Sure. It's good to be here. My husband and I are going out with two other couples tonight to celebrate our 55th wedding anniversary. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. And we have two sons, married sons, a daughter waiting in heaven, and we are grandparents to five grandchildren. I'm a former business education teacher and a former director of Christian Ed, and I turned to writing in my 60s, and so now I've turned into an author and a speaker, and I challenge women to look what you can do at any age, at any stage.
Oh, I think that's fantastic. And for fun, I also discovered on your website that you try to downsize, which is no easy task.
Yes. I'm not making a whole lot of progress on that yet.
I was wondering. I've tried to do that myself, and I have difficulty. You love to watch Jeopardy as well?
I do.
Okay, and so you try to play the game without looking?
No, I'm better at Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are game shows, and I do better at Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Well, like I said, you are, well, you know, you're a writer, so that's probably a very good thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I have, like I mentioned before, Shirley is, she has authored Sisterhood of Faith, 365 life-changing stories about women who made a difference. And along with Janine Boyer and Kim Messenger, she co-authored Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides. Shirley, will you briefly explain about or describe these books and the passion or ministry behind those when you wrote them?
Yes, I wrote my first book, Sisterhood of Faith, as a result of teaching a seminary course on women in ministry. I found the women in my class felt called to serve God full time, but some of them came from denominations that did not ordain women, and they weren't sure how God might use them. And so we really researched how God used women down through the church age and were amazed at how, if one door closed, another door opened. And he used women in all walks of life, in all ways, and till we finish that course, I thought all Christian women need to know this, but how do you convey it? And so I got the idea to write a devotional book and tell the story of an inspirational woman on each page with a message from her life and a challenge to the reader. And so I was fortunate to find a publisher in Howard Books, a division of Simon & Schuster, and the book is called Sisterhood of Faith.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting book. And now, are there also other women's stories that you include in there? I was looking at the picture of that book, and there I discovered names like Liz Curtis Higgs, with several others. Do they have a part in the book?
There are 365 women. The book is meant to be read a page a day for inspiration. And so I have names that are familiar, such as Thelma Wells, Gloria Gaither, Patsy Claremont. But I also, the publisher liked that I included a mix of women, like a woman from my church who takes chicken soup to people who are grieving, and a pastor's wife. And so they're famous and ordinary women who just have made a difference for Christ.
That's wonderful. And after all, we're all ordinary, right?
Yes, we are. But we're special in His eyes.
That's right. That's right.
And He uses ordinary women.
Mm-hmm. He does. I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off. What you got?
No, that's okay. I said he uses ordinary women in extraordinary ways. But my other book is Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides. And I wrote that I speak with two women. They're young enough to be my daughters, Kim Messinger and Janine Boyer. They came to me in 1998 and asked if I would mentor them, because I had served 10 years on a church staff and they were becoming very active in ministry, and thought I might have something to offer them. And as we studied together, we decided we wanted to serve together, and we would have an encouragement tea for a woman or visit a shut-in. But then Kim was invited to organize a women's retreat for her church, and she said, the three of us can do this. And we did, and had such a good time doing it, and the women were so appreciative that we decided to offer our speaking services to the wider body of Christ. And so now we speak about 20 times a year, leading women's retreats or speaking at mother-daughter banquets. But we found that women very often carry huge burdens of guilt. Sometimes it keeps them from serving God because they just have this guilt from the past. And so we wrote a book called Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides, which is also a devotional book. And each day starts with a guilt trip to avoid, tells the personal story of one of us, and then how to take the joy ride. We want women to have a godly response to guilt. And so that's why we wrote the book.
I think the title is fabulous for your message. Very creative. And you're welcome. And I'd like to find out too, let's see, how did you by the way, I just wanted to add, we're going to be giving away a copy of Shirley's book, Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides. If you would like to be entered in our drawing, please say something on either call in or say something on Facebook, on my page, Sharon Watson, or on Linda Kozar's page, or actually on Shirley Brosius's Facebook page as well. If you'll just leave a comment there, then you'll be entered into that drawing, and we'll draw for that later and let you know who has won that prize. And thank you for offering a book to do that, Shirley. We really appreciate that.
Certainly, you're welcome.
I'd also like to find out, how did you get started in the adventure of writing? Writing is not an easy task, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of discipline. What made you think that you needed to step into that realm?
Well, I had actually lost a job and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I enjoyed writing. And so I enrolled in graduate journalism courses at Temple University Harrisburg. And there I met some of my professors were newspaper people from Harrisburg City Paper, the Patriot News. Eventually, after a year or two, I became a correspondent for the newspaper, and I just loved it. I loved going into people's homes and trying to capture their personalities on paper, and it was just a joy to me. And all the while I'm doing that, I'm freelancing. In those days, many of the denominations had teachers' publications, and so I could submit Christian education articles to them and to other magazines like Pennsylvania Magazine, or I had an article in Country Journal one time. And so I just found that I loved writing, and so I took those journalism courses. I went to writers' conferences, have gone to many conferences through the years, and just have tried to learn all I could about the craft. And I was in my 50s when I started.
Oh my goodness. See, I think that is such an inspiration too. I know we have a lot of listeners out there who are aspiring authors, and they're writing and they just don't know what to do with all of that. And I would suggest that they continue writing, as I know you would as well. But I think those conferences are really a great place to plug in with like-minded people and begin to talk to people in the field of writing and join in and see where they can go, maybe offer some of their ideas, and maybe someone will say, hey, I'm interested in that idea and might want to capture that on paper through that author as well. So I think those conferences, is for me, they've been very helpful.
Yeah.
So which conferences have, I agree. Which conferences have you gone to that you really appreciated to help you along your writing journey?
Well, early on, I went to St. David's Writers Conference. More recent years, I've gone to Montrose. I've gone to Philadelphia Christian Writers Conferences. So I've just gone to a variety. And I also, you know, there are courses available. Like right now, I'm working through a DVD course called Becoming a Great Essayist, which is available from the Great Courses. And they have several, the Great Courses offer several excellent, I've done probably a half dozen writing courses. And the professors on the DVDs are top quality college professors. And so you gain so much from that.
Oh, okay. Now, how would someone go about finding those great courses? Would they just Google great courses in writing, or
that,
if they would
the
look more interested
the,
in something like that?
The name of the publisher is thegreatcourses.com.
Okay. Great. Well,
yeah,
thank you for sharing
that website.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. Well, when you started writing, was it after that you began speaking, or is it vice versa? Did you speak and then begin to write?
Well, I did a little bit of speaking as a director of Christian Ed, led workshops, spoke at area conferences, that kind of thing. But then after I connected with Kim and Janine in our study group, and we decided to organize this retreat for Kim's church. Then Kim is an idea person, and she got the idea that we would hold a tea and we would invite area church women in and tell them what we had to offer. And we not only speak, but Kim is a singer, and I present lengthy portions of scripture from memory. So we did all this for a little presentation for them. And out of that, we were invited to do a retreat for a fairly large Harrisburg church. And then we developed a website, friendsoftheheart.us. And before long, we were invited to do a Christmas program in Florida. And so from there, every year, we just picked up a few more engagements until now. We speak about 20 times a year. We think we've spoken to more than 10,000 women down through the years now, and so that is sort of how we evolved.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about what are your next couple of upcoming speaking events you have available? And also, we can find these on your website, right? ShirleyBrosius.com, or the other one you mentioned, friendsoftheheart.us?
friendsoftheheart.us. That is correct. Okay. Well, on Tuesday, I alone am speaking at an ecumenical prayer breakfast here in our local area. Women from various churches get together once a month for a prayer breakfast. I'm speaking there on Tuesday. And then on October 22nd, we're doing a Saturday morning retreat for a church in New Buffalo, a Christian Missionary Alliance Church. On the 12th of November, we're speaking in Newport for a ladies' tea with Mary Martha and their psychologist. And November 19th, we're speaking at Westgate American Baptist Church in Lancaster. So we have one or two a month lined up through the next several months, except January and February are usually slower because not a lot goes on during those months.
Exactly, the holidays. Well, if anyone is interested in going to see Shirley and the other girls speak, I would invite you to see her website, again, www.shirleybrosius.com and www.friendsoftheheart.us, and check on those dates and see where you could see her possibly that might be close by. Shirley, what advice would you give to aspiring authors and speakers? There's so many who feel like they have a message and they desire to get it out there, but they just don't know where to begin. Do you have anything to offer that might encourage future authors and speakers, or pre-authors mm-hmm. and speakers?
Mm-hmm. Well, they need to work hard. When I went into writing, I treated my writing work as just another job. I would try to get myself to my desk every morning at 9 o'clock and send out queries and submissions. And the more you send out, the better chance you have of finding some that are accepted. And even if you get back a rejection, that's just a signal to send it out again. It may not have been a good match for that magazine, but you have to work hard. And I assumed that if I spend as much time writing as I had on my previous job, I would be able to earn as much as I had previously earned as a salary. But that did not happen. It's very difficult to earn a living in writing, and I've never attained anywhere near a livable salary. I would not be able to have a writing career if I had to support myself. So I guess I say don't quit your day job until you get some significant assignments and learn all you can, as I mentioned.
Right, I know. And well, tell me what your favorite part is about what you do.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Oh, can you tell me what is your favorite part about what you do?
Okay, well, I love writing. This mm-hmm. course that I'm doing right now has given me a lot of ideas for writing essays. I have a lot of life experiences, so I feel I can turn them into essays. I just enjoy sitting at the computer and writing. And I enjoy the administrative part of, I keep all of our records, set up our engagements for Friends of the Heart. And then I certainly enjoy going out and meeting women who are interested in growing spiritually. I love speaking to groups of women, all three of us do. And for many years, I also spoke as a Stonecroft Ministry speaker, which is those are Christian Stonecroft sponsors Christian women's clubs all over the country and really around the world. And so Christian women can plug into that as a speaking ministry if they are interested. So
Yes,
I
that's
just
very true.
enjoy that. Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad that, speaking through Stonecroft, and I've been involved in Stonecroft in the past, and it's a great way, I think, to get started and to learn even the craft of speaking as well, and clarifying your message and getting it across to others, within your scope right there locally. I think it's a great way to begin.
Yes,
so
because
now
they,
also,
you were,
go ahead.
I was going to say that when you apply, you work with a speaker trainer works with you to develop your talk around a consistent theme, and it's very, very helpful in speaking in general.
Right, and there are other speaker organizations as well. Can you tell us which you are involved in? Class seminar, I think class is one of them possibly, and ASA now, and
I had taken the class seminar some years ago, yes, and I'm listed on women. We are listed as Friends of the Heart on womenspeakers.com. I'm a member of Authors Guild. That's where my website is hosted through Authors Guild. So those are the groups that I'm involved in. There are internet groups like Writers View, which are very helpful to writers. And also there's a Writers View discussion group on Facebook. So all of this is helpful. And there's a speaker site too on Facebook.
Oh, those are all great to know. I hope our listeners are writing those down if they're interested in pursuing their speaking and writing journeys. I was wondering also, now what, I want to ask you a couple questions or just really kind of quick questions. And I wanted to find out which do you prefer, Shirley? Just a quick little personal look into your life. Which is your preference, tea or coffee?
Tea.
Sweet or unsweet?
Sweet.
Ooh, okay. You are a Southern girl at heart, I think. You need to come on down here.
Actually.
Oh, are you? And you like sweet tea. Is that a thing up there?
Well, yes. Yes. My husband, he won't order tea unless it's sweet tea.
Well, my goodness, I know I came from California originally, and they don't even offer sweet tea in most of the restaurants that I would go into. I come down to Texas, and it is on the menu.
Yes, and my mother always made mint tea that grew around our home. I grew up in a farm, and so we always had mint tea, and that may have laid the basis for my lifelong love of tea.
Oh, lovely. That sounds good to me. What is your favorite kind of tea? Regular, or do you have a flavor that you enjoy?
Earl Grey, I enjoy especially, or mint tea.
Okay. Yeah. My husband, he's all about that Earl Grey. So do you typically have a cup beside you when you're writing?
No, I drink mostly water. I'm a water person.
Okay.
I drink a lot of water.
Okay, so that's a bottle that sits beside you when you're doing your writing.
Right.
Okay, all right. Well, I have been so happy to host you today. Again, this is my debut show, so I was a little nervous going in, but I knew I would find it easy to converse with someone on the other end. I can usually converse well. So this has been really nice to be able to meet you and, to be able to learn a little bit about you. This is the first time I'd heard of your ministry. So that's always neat. Do you ever get down Texas way to speak?
We have not. We have spoken in seven states, but they're mostly the Pennsylvania and the surrounding states, except for Florida.
Okay. And so mostly on the east side. Maybe if someone is listening in another state, they could possibly intrigue you and invite you to go someplace else a little bit further from home.
Oh, certainly. Yes, we are open to going. The two girls who speak with me as friends of the heart, Kim is a first grade teacher, and Janine works in a family business, so they can't travel a lot, but they certainly would be, they would arrange their schedule if we were invited out of state. They certainly would.
Perfect. That's good to know. Now, speaking of teachers, it sounds like you have several in your life. Your husband is a retired math teacher.
Correct, yes.
How did that work with you with a right brain and him with a left brain, it sounds like?
Well, I guess we complement each other. When we got married, I thought I would do the budget and the checkbook and pay the bills because I was business education. But he quickly said no, he has the car and he knows about the insurance and he will take care of that. And now that I see that all there is to that, I am happy to have him do it all 55 of our years so far.
I don't blame you. My husband is in charge of all that too. I started that, and it's a no-go for me. And he does it extremely well. And 36 years later, he still does it extremely well.
Yes, we appreciate that.
Very much so. Well, do you have any future writing projects that you're thinking of doing?
I am
Kind of stirring
marketing
around?
a book for seniors, a devotional book for seniors right now. Also, I am seeking a traditional publisher for Turning Guilt Trips into Joy Rides. We self-published, but my agent feels that a traditional publisher may very well be interested in it. So we're exploring that possibility right now.
That's great. And what are some other ideas you have stewing in your creative mind?
Well, I gave myself the summer off because in the spring I felt like I had hit a brick wall with my writing. I was just out of ideas. I was not getting anywhere with the book proposals, and I thought I'd give myself the summer off, and so I did. But since I've gotten
Good for
back
you.
into writing now the last month, I am just really exploring freelance opportunities, and I'm excited about it again. And especially, like I said, taking this course on writing essays has really refreshed and rejuvenated me. And so I'm just exploring freelance opportunities.
That's great. Well, I look forward to hearing more about what you're doing as the time goes by. And but we're coming close to the end of our show, so I'm gonna sign off here with you. And but I again want to remind the listeners that they can comment on Facebook on either mine, Sharon Watson, or Linda Kozar's page, or Shirley Brosius's page to win a free book of turning guilt trips into turning guilt trips into, oh gosh, now my brain is
Joyride.
frozen. Joy rides,
Joyride.
there we go. I always love a good joy ride. And so I hope all you listeners, I hope you enjoyed this show. Truest Voice will return on January 27th, 2017, along with a dedicated website where listeners can interact. I am looking forward to lots of chats with authors, speakers, and listeners who use their truest voice to help the rest of us share our own sacreds. I hope you'll meet me then for regular monthly interviews. If you'd like to listen to this or any other podcast in the Along Came a Writer Network, you can find us at www.alongcameawriter. Again, thank you, Shirley, for joining us today. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, Sharon. It was an honor to be your first guest on this new venture, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you. and oh. Oh. Okay.